Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast, and what we want to discuss today is really how we can help each other. You know, when situations become scary or circumstances surround us and we really feel afraid, I think one of our first responses is that fear makes us become insular. You know, we start to think about ourselves, and we stop thinking about the people around us, or we just think about ourselves and our family and what we can do to take care of our family. And really, as we've discussed in a previous podcast, the key to dealing with fear is not worry, it's not anxiety or trying to just think about the fear more. The key to fear is really taking courage. We have to be courageous in the face of difficult circumstances. We have to be courageous in the face of our fears. So today, we're going to talk about how to do that. How can we take courage when we feel paralyzed? How can we take courage when we feel our heart racing and we don't feel like we can do anything? I think Scripture gives us the key. Just take your mind to the story of Hezekiah. Do you remember when Hezekiah was the king in Judah, and Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, had decided to attack Judah, and he was taking one city after another, until pretty soon, only Jerusalem was left? You know, the way that the prophet Isaiah describes it in Isaiah chapter 1 is he says that Jerusalem was like a lodge in a cucumber field. And I always thought that was the funniest picture, but you can get kind of the idea here by just thinking about that. Cucumbers are not tall. And so Jerusalem was like the only thing left standing. And you can just imagine the terror that Hezekiah would have felt. That here was the most frightening army coming at him, who is known for doing terrible things to those who rebelled. And here was Hezekiah with the promise that he would be saved, that the city would be preserved. Now, Hezekiah could have just sat there and said, "Now, I don't know what to do. God has promised that he'll deliver us, but I don't know how that's even possibly going to happen." And he could have just worried about it. He could have just said, "Well, what can I do to take care of those whom I love?" And focus solely on saving those people. But do you know what's fascinating? It's fascinating that in the midst of all of this, here's Hezekiah standing in front of all the people, and look at what he says. It's 2 Chronicles 32, and it's verse 7. 2 Chronicles 32, verse 7 says, "Be strong and courageous." Now, that's a quotation of Joshua chapter 1. "Do not be afraid or dismayed." That's an allusion back to Exodus 14, when the children of Israel were at the Red Sea. "Before the king of Assyria and all the horde that is with him, for there are more with us than with him." And that's a quotation of 2 Kings chapter 6 with Elisha. He continues, "With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." And the people took confidence from the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Do you see what Hezekiah did? He could have sat in his room, thought about how terrible the situation was, and how he just wanted it to end, how he wanted to get out of there, and didn't want to have to deal with this anymore. But instead, Hezekiah decided to do something for someone else. And not just for someone else, but for everyone else. Hezekiah got out there in front of the people, and he reminded them what the Bible said. He reminded them what God had done in the past. Hezekiah touched the hearts of the people, and in that way, renewed their faith. That is the secret to overcoming fear with courage. instead of thinking about ourselves, we have to ask ourselves, what can I do? What can I do right now to help someone else? What can I do right now to give them support and encourage them? I think we see the same thing with the Lord Jesus. Have you ever been struck by the words that he said as he carried his cross? Here he was, bearing the burden of the cross with the crown of thorns on his head. And following him is a group of women, weeping over his death. And yet the Lord Jesus, in those circumstances, despite what he was going through and the anticipation of what he was about to go through, turns to them and says, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves." The Lord Jesus turned his attention on what he could do to help the people around him. The way to fight fear is to fight fear. Fear makes us retreat. Fear makes us think of ourselves. And so we have to do the exact opposite. We must work together as a Christadelphian community to encourage each other, to help one another remember the promises that God has made, and to remember that a better day is coming. And not just to encourage each other with that, but to share that good news that we have with the people whose hearts are failing them for fear. Let's not forget that someday the Lord Jesus will change this planet and all things will be made new. May that day come soon. And may we never cease to share that good news with those around us. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.